This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting the Philippines to discuss an upcoming peace summit in Switzerland. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Thank you for participation of this summit. That's very strong signal. Like I said, we have for today more than 100 countries.
Zelensky arrived unannounced and under heavy security in Manila late on Sunday after speaking over the weekend at the Shangri-La Defense Forum in Singapore. Zelensky was given a red carpet welcome with military honors at the presidential palace in Manila. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military said on Monday four more of the Israeli hostages abducted by Hamas on October 7th have died in captivity. The four men were identified as two 80-year-olds, an 84-year-old, and a 51-year-old. Military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said new intelligence led to confirmation of their deaths. Of the more than 250 people abducted on October 7th, about 120 remain in Gaza, according to Israeli tallies. Many have been declared dead by Israeli authorities. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Large swaths of northern Israel were engulfed by wildfires set off by rockets launched from Lebanon by the militant group Hezbollah, with rescue teams battling on Monday to get them under control. Many Israelis who live in towns near the Lebanon border evacuated months ago, given the escalating fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. Some houses caught fire, local media reported. Israel's Parks Authority said earlier on Monday fires had already covered hundreds of hectares. The National Fire Service said its firefighters were operating late into the night.